Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Little ZZ Top bringing us back one of their cool ballads, Rough Boy. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. A lot of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to check out the new video right there on the homepage. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out the blog and also the a poll question. We ask a different question every week. We want to know what you think. Jim Ballard is our guest. Find his suite on our website and all the things that he's deposited with us, all the wisdom, and I mean wisdom with a capital W, folks, that Jim Ballard has given us over the last 13 years. He's been a member of our Brain Trust, the author of the co-author of the Whale Done series of books. Whale Done School is coming out soon, right? Right, Jim?
Right. The Whale Done original book led to Whale Done Parenting, and
right.
Now we're focusing on schools. Yeah.
Now, I thought whales were in pods, not schools.
Good.
I'm sorry.
Good
I'm
one.
Sorry, Jim. I couldn't resist that. when is that book coming out, Jim?
Probably in about 2 months.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to that.
Online because we're self-publishing it.
Right, and I want my copy.
You know, over half of the books that came out last year were self-published.
Yeah. Well, as you know, I have my own publishing company, and I put my first two books were done that way, and we sold a lot more through our company than a publishing company would have sold.
Oh, sure.
So, yeah, almost 100,000 books.
Now we want to get back to attention control.
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
And we're talking about what Jim calls being in the flow, making sure that he's and I. You said attention is energy, folks. So think about that. You may have a hard time dividing your attention, but you know you only have so much energy in a day. So if you've got something that's really important and you want to give it attention, then you've got to make sure that you focus the energy over there too. So don't get divided up with things that maybe don't have to be dealt with right now. And that's what I'm taking away from what you're saying, Jim.
Well, good. And, you know, there's one issue there when you said you just have so much energy in a day. I don't want to get into this too much, but there's a sense in which you have access to unlimited energy,
mm-hmm.
and we want to talk about that.
Right.
There's a way to work so that you don't get tired, and there's a way to manage your... It's really about attention management. So let's talk about that. The great religions of the world, including Christianity, have a lot to say about this. Jesus said, take no thought for the morrow, what you'll eat and what you'll drink. You remember that?
Yes, I do.
Well, we always think about that like God's going to provide for us and
mm-hmm.
so on. But Jesus spoke psychological truths. We don't know what's behind them until we explore, you know, what did he mean by that?
Mm-hmm.
I think he was talking about this. I think he was talking about when he said, take no thought for the morrow, he was saying, don't go futuring all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
stay in
don't
the moment.
Worry about having enough.
Mm-hmm.
You have enough right now. You don't worry about whether your food will be digested. You don't know whether your heart's going to beat. You don't worry about that. Why are you worrying about whether you'll have enough from this deal that you're in?
Mm-hmm.
You're not even paying attention to the customer because you're worried about how your sale's going to come out.
Mm-hmm.
And so Jesus, and then the Bhagavad Gita, the Eastern Hindu Bible, talks a lot about, in fact, its main point is about working unattached, being unattached, that don't be attached to the outcome, just be with what you're doing, and the outcome will take care of itself.
Mm-hmm.
Ken Blanchard, our friend, always used to say, you know, profit... payment is the applause for doing a good job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it isn't what you're after.
Right.
It isn't why you're doing what you're doing. It's the gravy. Don't
right.
worry about it, you know.
Right.
And I think when our mind is back with where it should be, with whatever it is we're doing, suddenly the moment, you know, we're in the moment, and there's this incredible joy that shows up.
Well, this is one of the things that I try to talk to small business owners about is not getting so focused on the goal Even though we all need to have goals, we all need to do planning, we all have to do that. We have to do it in our business. But don't get so focused on the finish line that you can't enjoy the waypoint, that you can't enjoy getting there. Because I'll tell you, when champions look back on a game that they won, they don't remember holding up the trophy. They remember the plays that it took to make that happen, the memorable moments during the game. That's what they remember,
exactly,
not the moment of holding up the trophy.
Exactly right.
Plus, when you're holding up the trophy, it's over. at least when you're in the game, there's still time.
Hey Jim, there's maybe time for us to give the listeners one little clue.
I got 30 seconds.
How to do this? Oh, okay. I won't go into it. It's the metaphor of the world class paddler who doesn't try to dip the paddle when he's in the trough, when his boat ends are down. But when he's on the crest, he can dip and change direction.
Right.
So the rule is dip on the crest. When you can see what to do, then take action. Otherwise, enjoy the ride.
I like that. Jim, what's your website, please?
It's lifecrafters.us.
Lifecrafters.us. Jim Ballard.
That's right.
Thank you, Jim. We feel better already now that you've been here. We'll see you next time. Jim Ballard, ladies and gentlemen. Couldn't do without him. We won't do without him. 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.